the RMK Oriyaku Study Trail. There are so many captivating spots in Oriyaku and the entire Kasari Peninsula that you might want to linger here for a day. Or a few. We will talk about Sara Terp, the southern tip of Kasari, where you can walk on the sea, in the next stop. The origin of the name Oriyaku is still disputed today. It is thought to have been a slave market during the Viking Age and even later, where prisoners of war and other unfortunate people were traded. But since there is not enough evidence to support this theory, it may be that the name came about in a different way. Oriyaku is the most scenic harbour village in Hiiumaa and the whole world, where both fishing boats and sailing yachts can drop anchor. In the harbour, you can eat, drink, snack, look at the museum exhibits, and if you happen to be here at the right time, catch a concert or a performance. You can see Saaremaa over the sea and reach it quite quickly with a good boat. But who'd want to leave such a lovely spot if there's no need? In Kasari, you can saddle up for some horse riding, and in the autumn, make your own juice in the local apple orchard. Local kitchens prepare delicious local dishes, and although lamb is the main staple of Kasari, you can also order foreign dishes. The Oriyaku RMK hiking trails and the birdwatching tower are prime spots for observing tens of thousands of birds soaring over West Estonia and the islands. It's the perfect spot for taking photos or shooting a film. In the spring, the birds come up from the south and head to Lapland, and in the autumn they fly back to Egypt. There is an old Estonian saying, when the storks leave, foul weather comes. When the geese take off, frost will blanket the ground. And when the swans depart, snow will be on the way. This is exactly what you can see and hear in Oriyaku. Flocks of southbound birds chirping mournfully in the autumn and cheerfully in the spring.